Welcome to the CCF Podcast. We're a campus ministry at Truman State University. This podcast features sermons from our weekly worship services. Thanks for listening.
No, I graduated. I graduated in 2007. I never gave a senior night. I never gave a senior night talk, though, because I never left. So I was telling somebody the other day that all of my sermons, like seven times a semester, I just talk for 40 minutes in an effort to like make up for what I never got to say at senior night. Hey, welcome to CCF. You've made it. We're almost at the end. After this week, one more week of class and finals and freedom. Sweet. Glorious. If anybody wants to drop out, it's not too late. We have just a few services left. So we have a Sunday service. Derek is going to be wrapping up 1 Corinthians with, I don't know, maybe what is the single greatest chapter in 1 Corinthians, chapter 15. It's debatable. Is it 13 or 15? I'll let you decide. After you listen to Derek on Sunday, and then next Wednesday, we'll be back here with another handful of seniors who are going to share. And then we got the potluck, and then we're just free as a bird. As a tradition here, a very long-standing tradition at CCF, we carve out the last couple of Wednesday services of the school year to give to our seniors. And I love these nights because we kind of get to see, we pull back the curtain and we see the shape and the workings of CCF. We hear people's stories of how it is that God has worked in their lives and through whom and in what crazy ways over the last few years. I talk at the beginning of the school year when we do the endless summer thing, which is right before Yah Week happens, about CCF as this kind of chain that goes backwards in time, where people are connected, like from, you know, you, Sam Willoughby, all the way up to me as when I was a freshman, and then to the people beyond me by this series of just relationships of discipleship and hospitality and mutual love and concern. And we start the year talking about that, and then we end the year getting to hear about those kinds of stories. And I love that. These people who are going to be sharing are living links in that chain. They are the representation of it just by their having been here for the last 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or however many years they've been here. So we want to give our attention to them for just a few minutes, and then we're going to pray. I encourage you, if you're a note-taking person or not, if you're a praying person, maybe jot down a note or two as people are up here sharing, not just about the wisdom that they give you, but where they're going, because we want to continue to bless them and pray for them as they move on. And so with that, here is your list in this particular order. So would you please welcome Rebecca Nelson.
I feel like we should have gone in height order or something, and it's not this order. Hold on.
At least you're doing the microphone the right way.
I've learned over the last 4 years. I lost my note. Okay. Hi, guys. My name's Rebecca, if you didn't get that already. I am graduating with my BFA in design, and I don't know what I'm doing, and I'm terrified, and I'm scared! all I know is that I'm staying in Kirksville for at least a year. So that's exciting and fun, but the rest of it is really scary. So this semester alone has held more pain and hard times than pretty much the rest of my life combined. My grandpa's health has been really unsteady. My grandma burdens herself with that while dealing with her own struggles, financial, emotional, physical. My anxiety has returned full force. My dad was diagnosed as cancer, and my mom finds herself crippled with the weight of all of this on her shoulders, even though it isn't hers to bear. And here I am in Kirksville, failing over and over again to get a job when I thought that would be the easy part of being an adult, is just finding the job, right? No, it's not. And it seems silly and small when I, look at just that compared to the rest of it, but it still hurts. I listened to a sermon this morning about that my mom sent me about being in times of darkness and how we should do that as Christians, because we are not promised an easy life as Christians. And I found myself really angry at God, particularly this week. So I guess if I have to give you any advice, though I don't think I'm qualified to at all, it would be this: go to God in sadness, in joy, in anger, in fear. Fall to your knees before him. Cry out to him. Don't stray from his presence, even in the darkest times when you feel so forsaken. Nat gave a sermon on Psalm 121 sometime last year, I think, and it's stuck with me ever since. The end of that psalm reads, "The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore." And it's really hard to remember that, especially when you are in times of darkness. And I don't know, I don't really have anything to beyond that to say advice-wise. Just continue going to God. I will fail to do that, but I'm going to continue trying to do that. And CCF has been a huge part of that, and the reason that I do continue to go to God, and the people here have been so instrumental in that. Without so many people here, I would not be standing here today. It's been my home for the last 4 years, and I truly don't know what my life would look like without so many of these people. So,
howdy, y'all. My name is Alexander Eckes. If you don't know me, I am a graduating student in exercise science. That voice crack right there. My future holds going back home to KC, and I have one job opportunity waiting to hear back from one other place. Difference is mostly between the title of specialist or physiologist. The pay is about $10,000 difference, so I'm hoping for the more expensive one. Still gotta wait for it, though. But I'll say CCF has changed me so much. It has helped me find God from a place where I don't even think I would say I knew God back when I started CCF to now. I am delving into books that Derek and Reed have both given me. Where's Derek? There he is. Both of them have given me books about basically Christianity, philosophies, to so much so that I actually decided to convert to Catholicism. I start my first class, I believe, on the 14th of this next month, May. But no, overall, the people here have helped me through darkness. I have experienced so many darkness, and people have brought me out of it, that self-doubt, suicidal tendencies. I mean, I have been in a dark place due to having people I love die around me so much that it's appreciative that I can go to these people and still come to them and call them friends and family, that it's blissful to know that I can always come here and I have a home here in CCF, and no matter what, I will always be loving you guys and be praying for every single one of you. Thank you so much.
Hi, I'm Natalie. So I'll be graduating with a Bachelor of Arts in Psychology and minors in Spanish and Child Studies. I'm hoping to attend Truman's Master's in Mental Health Counseling program virtually while working back at home in Springfield, Missouri, but there's still a lot up in the air right now for my future. So I've been involved in CCF since my freshman year, and I've been working with women's ministry since my sophomore year. I've learned so much during my time at CCF and during my time at CCF, through services, small groups, spring break trips, and in leadership. I found such an amazing community in CCF, and I'm really going to miss you all. I'm so glad God brought me here, and I've seen so much of his goodness and grace shining through you. When I was a kid, church felt like something I had to do. It was full of strict rules, and it wasn't a supportive environment. CCF made church into something I got to do, that I'm excited to do. It changed my perception of church from a place full of judgment to a place full of love and encouragement. God did so much work in my heart, and he placed me here with all of you. Being a part of CCF really strengthened my faith and made me into a better person. He led me to some great people who I'm so glad I got the chance to meet. Reflecting back on the past 4 years, so many of my favorite memories are of time spent at CCF, like retreats, events, and spring break. CCF is a community full of friends, laughter, knowledge, growth, and surprises. If I could share just one piece of advice with you all, it would be to get more involved in CCF. College is about more than just classes and homework, and I have loved getting to be a part of CCF for the past 4 years. Joining leadership helped me to stay dedicated to attending CCF services and events and helped me to get to know a lot more people in this community. Took me a while to become comfortable and find my place here, but I'm so glad I did. I have met so many amazing people through CCF, and I hope you can find your place here too. If you've been thinking about getting more involved or think your schedule next semester can handle it, I would strongly recommend applying to be in leadership. I have loved being a part of this community and helping lead women's ministry for the past 4 years. I will always treasure these experiences and memories. Thank you so much for welcoming me here, and I will always carry a part of CCF with me.
Hello, I'm Gracie. I'm a creative writing major, art minor. I have zero plans. I'm going back to the house, the very house I was born in, to live with the parents who bore me. And then who knows? So I just wanted to share a CCF memory that I have. So in spring of 2023, a lot of different things were happening for me. One of them is that I started going to sermon discussion. And there was one Thursday, it was the Thursday after Easter, so we only had one sermon to discuss. It was one that Derek preached. He used a Satan mask during this sermon. So there were not a lot of people at this following sermon discussion. He had promised to like play this one song by the Decemberists. He was playing it like while everyone's coming in. I mean, I couldn't really hear it. Like there's pizza and everything was happening. So I was sitting next to Miriam on one of the couches. And then Derek's like, how do you feel about reading a passage? And I was like, me? And he's like, yeah. And so I was like, sure. And so I read something. I think someone else did too. But when we really got started, Derek said, okay, so what do you fear? He just asked the room. So we're just kind of quiet. Eventually people start saying stuff. It starts going around in a circle around the room. And so then Miriam says her thing. And then it's me. I'm just kind of sitting there. Derek kind of looks at me like, yeah. And then I say, vulnerability. And then the rest of the people finish their thing, and then Derek takes his Satan mask, and he says, he's like, I'm not going to make you say your fears again, but just, like, throw your fears onto this mask. So he, like, takes it up to, like, in front of each one of us, and we, like, throw our fears onto this mask. And he puts the mask in the center of the CCF living room, and we all come up and like stomp on this mask to crush it, because what the freaking crap do we have left to be afraid of?
Hello, everyone. My name is Yuho. I'm from Japan. My major is business administration, and my concentration is international business. I know this is no job interview, so I'm not going to explain. So I'm going to talk about what I had memory in CCF and about my future. So joining the CCF trip in 2022 was my first time, and it was good memory. Everything was new and fresh. I met so many people and made so many memories with them. When I was in sophomore year, My grandmother passed away during summer break. When I was finding a ride to go St. Louis or Kansas City, so many friends here, CCF, asked me about my feeling and like asked me to worry about me. Because I don't have any car, I don't have a car, and then I don't have access to go St. Louis or Kansas City. So it was good to like have opportunity to get ride from you guys. So luckily I got find a light from here to St. Louis, and then I could see my grandmother and meet my family as well. But anyway, just being surrounded by friends here makes me so smile. Even though I don't come to service often, you guys always give me kind words and shaking hands, giving hugs whenever I come. yeah. So as a representative of international students, people who support and help international students, let me say thank you so much. I really appreciate. After hanging out and making friends in the US in Truman in CCF, I really think I would like to keep staying in the US, because I feel like more comfortable to stay in the US more than Japan. So what I think is could be going to grad school or getting a job in the US. But unfortunately, my parents getting retired and they couldn't afford for money for grad school. So what I could do is getting job or internship. Since last semester, I keep applying jobs, and I apply 200, 300 companies. Every time, whenever they ask me if I need sponsorship, they basically know they couldn't give me sponsorship. I was so sad and I was so frustrated. I didn't know what I want to do because I haven't applied a job in Japan as well. I don't want to feel guilty to my parents and I don't want them disappointed. Luckily, a couple of weeks ago, I got offer from a company and they could give me sponsorship and green card as well, which is... Thank you. I don't know the company will be fit for me. I don't know if the company is good for me, because the job is not what I would like to do in the future. But still, I will never give up, and I will take the opportunity and to move my career step. And I will never give up, and I always remember what I have learned and enjoy in Truman. Thank you.
Hey guys. Oh, thank you. Okay, if I would have had another week to like think about this, I probably would have, well, I wrote way too much. It's fine. I majored in graphic design, minored in computer science. I would love some prayers for me to find a design job in the St. Louis area. Please and thank you. I guess over the summer I'm working at camp, and so like during camp it will be hard to find a job, so unless I like find one in a few weeks, I don't know. We'll see. Okay, I wrote, this feels like so much. I wrote four lists, okay? So I'm just gonna say the titles of the list, and then I'm gonna go down, and I'm gonna try and go really fast. It's gonna be just a bunch of word vomit, and I'm sorry. So the lists are things that are hard and not worth your effort, things that are easy but you should avoid, things that are hard and you should do anyways, and things that you think are hard but are actually really easy and you should just do it already. things that are hard and not worth your effort. Reading people's minds, expecting other people to read your minds, expecting CCF to commit to you before you commit to it, convincing someone to stay that doesn't want to, changing someone's mind, creating a definition of God and how he lives, and convincing yourself and or the people around you that you are something that you are not. Things that are easy, but you shouldn't do. Making your room messy again after cleaning it. Easier yet, making a messy room messier. Having no boundaries, whether that be physical, emotional, financial, professional. Being nice to avoid conflict. Having just one more. Having a really intense and hard workout, but only when you feel like it. Skipping class. Saying yes to literally anything anyone asks of you. Quitting after failing once or deeming yourself an idiot if you messed up the first time. And hiding, throwing away, scribbling out, or restarting a drawing that you think is turning out ugly. Things that are hard and you should do anyways. Asking another question instead of telling them that they are stupid to think that. Looking at yourself and other people with curiosity instead of an agenda. Admitting that you're struggling. Asking for help. Asking the actual question you are wondering. Praying from the heart. Giving God a space to fill without dictating how you think he should fill it or what you think that should look like. Finding creative ways to avoid judging other people. Saying no when someone asks for more than you can give. Saying yes when someone asks for what you can give, even though you are paranoid. Building trust that can withstand unstable emotions so that they don't dictate and define your relationship. Trusting that consistency beats intensity every single time. And last list, things that you think are hard but are actually really easy and you should just be doing them. Cleaning your room. Keeping your room clean. Cleaning and keeping your kitchen and living space clean, or at least doing your part. Noticing when you come into the room that people are sleeping and being mindful and considerate of the noise you make and the lights you turn on. Getting 7 to 9 hours of sleep every night. Having a morning and or night routine. Practicing the Sabbath. Spending time outside in the sun. Completing that one task that's been hanging over your head for 2 weeks. It'll take 15 minutes. Emailing a professor your situation and asking for grace. Noticing the patterns of leaves out on your walks. Learning about birds. Having at least 5 minutes of absolute silence in your day. And doing something small and intentional when you randomly think of someone you love. That is all I have for you.